It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
It's 2 days behind us, 2 days in front of us. We are right here in the middle. Call it hump day.
Hump day.
Man, it was good. We've been humping today. Like, for real, for real. All right, it's all good, though. We just happy to have you join us on the day we've never seen before, and we're rocking it again. We touched on a little bit in a few minutes ago, but, again, we are so excited about having these three teams from the Triangle and one other team from the ACC joining the four, all the other, I guess, teams, 12 teams in the – in the Sweet 16, but we're holding it down. We are holding it down. And one is, I guess, if you had to have a Cinderella team, all roads lead to Hillsborough Street, which is where the North Carolina State Wolfpack is located. And it just, people just like, man, they are just incredible. And Coach Keith was on Adam Gold's show yesterday talking about they're improving in all areas. Let's take a listen.
We've cleaned up some areas that we were not, performing well, and that could be offensively, that could be defensively, but we're doing some really good things, and I will say this about our guys. They're really locked in on both sides of it. We're moving the ball more. We're scoring in a more efficient way, and defensively, I think we're doing a really good job on the most of the team's best players.
Mm. There you go.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's true.
And I think, Pam, I think you mentioned even the last game, DJ Horn didn't show up until the end, I think it was.
Yeah, he went like 30-some minutes, 32, 36 minutes without scoring. Some teammates weren't throwing him the ball either.
Stop trying to cause some controversy amongst the team, Pamela. Y'all just conspiracy.
People like who? Some people like who weren't throwing him the ball, Pamela? Who wasn't throwing him the ball?
I'm not even going to say
that. Okay, all right, okay.
But I'm just saying, guard play was a little shaky. Like, they come down.
What you said, Marcel?
Like, say if I'm going to throw it to
you, said Marcel Lopez?
I won't even look Reese's way. Like, I'm talking about Reese. I'm looking straight at you.
That's called a no-look pass.
No, yeah. So then.
It's called a no-look pass.
DJ Horn decided, okay, I'm just going to go get the ball. I'm going to rebound the ball. I'm going to take it down the court and I'm going to shoot. Because that's the only way I'm going to get it today.
Wait a minute, Bill. There were five of them out there now. DJ wasn't getting it. Horn wasn't getting it. And Mo wasn't getting. Who was getting the ball?
Well, they were giving it to Burns.
Burns was getting the ball. They started there first.
That's where you want to go.
That's where they go to eat first. Then after that, they go
and
to other places.
Then he throw it out.
Yeah, man. Keith also talked about on what was difficult about playing in 5 days, because they've been on this road for a couple of weeks.
Well, I think it was more, if you remember, we had some ups and downs and some injuries, and DJ Horn didn't even play in the first game against Louisville, and then we had Jaden Taylor's ankles were bothering him. Casey kind of had a groin as we were going into the championship game. So I think it was equally, we had to be physically tough to be able to make the grind and play in 5 games in 5 days. But also there's a mental part to that where we had to really, really lock in and understand and focus. And just remember, these are unique teams we're playing with no days of prep. And so we had to lean on what we learned throughout the regular season. And honestly, it's weird because we got stronger against every team in the second half. Mm-hmm. And that's after playing 2 or 3 games.
Oh, man.
That's true, actually.
Yeah, very much true.
That's actually true. So,
So they take on Marquette on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really spent a lot of time on the Blue Devils. Let's talk about the Blue Devils just a little bit. They're going up against again the Houston Cougars,
mm-hmm.
And that's Friday night. What time is that game, Pam?
Let's go back and see what time this game is. It is going to be at 9:39. It's another late game.
Okay.
On Friday.
Okay.
But it'll be on locally on CBS at 9:39.
Okay. So, it's Friday night. So, and by the way, did you realize this was the 29th Sweet 16 that Duke has gone to, the 29th? Now, the first one, which this kind of surprised me, the first one under Coach Shire.
Hmm.
This is only the second year, but he was already been there before.
Right.
Which you start thinking about that, you get confused because you think these people, these guys are fairly, now they are new to their profession. The three right. years for Davis and 2 years for Shire. So it still comes down to that. But there's a lot of elements to this game, man. Duke is playing the best basketball I think they played all year. The last game was the best game I've seen them play. I don't think they can. If they can play better than that, then they probably should be playing in the NBA.
And even Kane to stay hot.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So yeah, he dropped 30 points mm-hmm. his last time out, and probably would have scored more than that if they would have kept him in the game. So I just think that. I don't know if both teams play the best they can play. See, the thing is, Houston doesn't score as well, but they play really good defense. So and you got a great offense with mm-hmm. Duke going up against a good defense. I'm curious to see how Flip is going to play.
Because Houston is very physical.
I know. With these grown men.
Very physical.
This kind of reminded me of last year when Tennessee came, that they ran up against Tennessee and Rick Barnes. And I remember talking to Rick Barnes this summer. About it, he said, "Yeah, we figured that we could out physical them mm-hmm. because they were a better finesse team than we were, but we just applied their physical, put their arm on them."
I have a feeling that might need to be the game plan. I'm not sure if it's going to be, but it needs to be.
I'm not sure Houston is going to be as physical as Tennessee was, but Tennessee kind of pumped them a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're being honest. I'd be like, they're like, no, nah, we good. We're going to go take it back to the house.
Oh, my God.
but if Duke is on that game, I think this is one of the most interesting games, I think, of the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the rest, I'm like, Purdue, Gonzaga, yeah, whatever. And UConn, San Diego State, yeah, whatever. I mean.
What about NC State?
Market. I mean, I think NC State is right up there as well.
Okay, so that's one to watch.
Yes, yeah, that's one to watch. And I'm telling you,
Carolina.
Well, for me personally, that's one to watch. But if I was just not leaning into any team on here, I'd be interested in a Duke, a Houston game, NC State, Marquette, and. But the Carolina-Alabama game, I'm leaning to Alabama because that's my crew.
And I'm definitely leaning into Arizona-Clemson because I believe, you know, the winner of that game is who we play.
Well, we got to win ours first, Pam. Pam, you know what? Since our people.
Watch you.
I'm with you, Pam. Let's go.
You just said nothing to see on this side, nothing to see there, but I can't say it on this.
No. You can say anything you want to say. You
exactly.
got a mic. But here's the point.
It is hot.
But it's how you say it. It's how you say it, pal.
Oh, how I say it with confidence.
Ooh,
okay.
Say it with it.
Okay.
No shot.
Now, see, he stretches everything.
I'm just going along with
but,
you.
Okay, bro. Let me just ask you another question. Would you rather when Carolina advances, would you rather see them play Arizona or Clemson, somebody they've played a couple times?
I'd rather see them play Arizona. Just from the stand back. I mean, well, like Coach Ford said, we got to play somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever shows up, it shows up. But either one of them, because Clemson they beat Carolina already
mm-hmm.
one time. They beat Carolina at home. I think I'm right about that. So so they have that confidence coming in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no, Arizona is the unknown, but the interesting thing about the Arizona game would be that Caleb Love and R.J. Davis matchup. That's what CBS really wants to see,
right?
And
does that play in our favor or does that play in Arizona's favor?
I don't think it even matter whether it's Arizona or Clemson. You saying
mm-mm. Arizona versus Carolina?
Does what play in what favor?
The
what
fact
are you
the history. With Caleb came to Duke, you know, and played there.
No, I think
the emotions behind it.
But Caleb is not Arizona, and RJ is not Carolina. I just think that's a pressure they'd be going to each other, but I don't think that's going to determine the outcome of the game, though.
Right. Some people would, or you could think that Carolina would be more you know, kind of not emotional, but they have more emotional ties to it. The other four players and all the other players with Arizona, like you said, they don't have any ties. So it could be interesting.
It'd be emotional because you know, former coach Steve Robinson, who was on the show last week, talked about that. Mm-hmm. Talked about, you know, potentially running in Carolina. And that's what the, if you will, the NCAA committee would love to have that matchup. Because mm-hmm. that a lot of storylines behind that one. And we'll see what happens. Now, Caleb may go off now. He go off on I can see him going off against Carolina now, definitely. That's not going to fare well for the Tar Heels. I can see that. So we'll see.
Don't overlook Alabama.
We just went right past.
I did. No. I was asking you a question. I didn't. No.
Yeah, he was asking
questions. No.
To be fair.
No, to be fair. Because
Alabama, Pam went right past.
No, Pam did.
Pam went right past.
Alabama, if they shoot the ball well, it's going to be a problem for Carolina. I said that yesterday, and I mean that. And, you know, I'm putting for my Tar Heels. You know, I love Alabama, but, you know, I got to pick one.
Ty said they heard all y'all talking about. The College of Charleston can get them. they like, okay, we heard you. We heard everything. You heard everything you said, so thank you. I said,
They the college, the who that?
College of Charleston?
No, because they
were like, okay, all right, we heard everything you said about us. So that tells you that team is listening. They sensitive.
They've been listening. One of the things I would say, though, would you rather play College of Charleston and then Grand Canyon? Or would you rather play Mississippi State and Michigan State? So I would say Carolina's path to where they are now, in my opinion, has been a little more challenging than the Alabama path.
Well, I would have said yes, but after witnessing Michigan State up close, they're not ready yet.
I saw them play Mississippi State. They were ready that day.
Yeah, they weren't. Mm-hmm. They weren't ready yet. They weren't ready. Yeah, I was surprised too, because I thought they would play a lot better in the second half, which it just all collapsed on them.
Well, they came, but I think that's more Carolina than them, because I saw them play against Mississippi State, and they was like unbelievable. Right. I mean, it was
that makes you a lot about Mississippi State though.
They shot the ball well. Michigan State shot the ball very, very well. When they shoot the ball like that, they're tough and they play hard nose. Then they came out in the first half against Carolina. That's why I was really nervous about that game.
They came out in the first half with the same aggression they had coming off of Mississippi State.
Yeah.
But the problem is they're not Mississippi State.
Right.
Carolina can shoot. Carolina will shoot.
Carolina just started you know what out mean? Very slow.
Right. Which typically they do have shooting-wise,
it looks a little bit. We have to warm up.
Yeah, I mean, you get into your set. You get into your office. Mm-hmm. You run your stuff. You do what you do. And, you know, you can always tell the last minute of the first half what Coach Davis is really thinking, because you'll see, you know, he'll call certain plays, do certain things. You'll see the team, the offense, rather. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the offense. Mm-hmm. Then next thing you know, you come out in the second half and you're like, was that shot there before in the first half?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Did they just not take it?
Them, but
like, wow. Was that there before in the first half?
They made some adjustments.
Yeah. And I think that's to Coach Davis's credit, I think that's probably one of the – outside of getting them to play great team defense like they've done all year long, I believe that's probably what's led this team to such success all season, is the fact that coming out in the second half, he has a game plan to attack whoever it is that they're playing. I like a true game plan off of what he's seen.
Yeah.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.